Okay. Welcome back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm Darren Howlett. And tonight we're sitting with Sandra Viney and Trent McIntyre from Atlas Cafe.
The pressure's on tonight for us.
we're interviewing our bosses today.
Hello, gentlemen.
Great to be here, guys.
No, it's good to have you guys in here. So we've been wanting to have you in for a while, but we were waiting for the right occasion.
Right.
And I think the occasion is coming now, is that Atlas Cafe will be turning 20 years old.
That's right. We've got a really big birthday coming up.
It's a big birthday.
April 24th, we hit 20 years serving the beautiful folks of the Comox Valley.
That's incredible.
Did you ever think that would happen?
No, never. I think we gave it 3 years was our game plan, our in and out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's in all honesty.
Yeah, no, I can understand that, absolutely.
And then just...
I remember when the first year went and Sandra was really excited because she's like, oh yeah, okay, we're a third of the way there. And 19 years later, she's scratching her head.
Courtney Comer.
So what happened? What happened to change the plan?
Well, it's pretty easy to find roots in the valley.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful community.
Yeah.
You get to work with some special people. Lots of caring hearts, and then when you see your place within that community, the role that we have, it's a bit addictive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's funny, I was totally a bit of a non-sequitur here. Just 2 days ago, I had some friends that have moved to Japan a few years ago and have very little contact with them, but every once in a while they pop up on Facebook and they have no idea that I'm at Atlas. I haven't had any discussions with them, whatever. And they were talking to a mutual friend that we went to high school with, and they're like, I miss home, I miss the island, I miss the Atlas. And I was like, oh, wow. And just, you know, crazy that they're not even from, they're from Victoria, but they were like talking about they miss Atlas restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. It's just that I think that's one of those things that has happened is, you, as you said, you put the roots down and everybody embraced it just as much as you embraced the valley.
Totally.
And you're definitely a fixture now.
Yeah, we got really lucky. We've got some long-termers there, like you guys, been there for a long time. And, you know, that's part of it all. It's makes it a lot easier for Sandra and I. And you don't think you're going to be out. You guys probably didn't think you'd be there that long.
No.
And I said 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I've doubled that now.
Right. So. For me, I same thing. I thought at most I'd be there for a couple of years and then move on. And I'm coming up on 6 years soon. And
That's awesome. Yeah. But you agree, it's the collective heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sense of family.
Absolutely. I've never had a stronger sense of family in a restaurant or in any work environment I've ever been in. I truly feel like everybody that I work with is family.
Yeah, it's important to feel supported. And
even
in the crazy crate times.
Even in those, when you're pulling your hair out and throwing things and everything. You know,
you're not alone.
You're not alone. Everyone's in that same spot.
So. Yeah.
Like at 12:30 every day and 6 o'clock every night.
So, I think that one of the things, too, that the listeners might not recognize is the fact that it's really uncommon for restaurants to last that long. They generally don't. They've changed hands or they've changed menus or chefs or whatever. They'll go through complete overhauls. But Atlas, I mean, has changed, has come along.
Evolved.
Absolutely.
Yeah, keeps orbiting.
Yeah, but I mean, Atlas is here and it's not going anywhere.
No, that's true.
It's
and
a big thing.
I think that's kind of the new phase that I used to think, like when we opened 20 years ago, the cycle was 5 or 6 years, but I think that's changed. And now you see, you know, these restaurants that are sticking around for a long time, good restaurants that are sticking around a long time. And it's so hard to build up a restaurant and just let it go because, you know, it takes 4 or 5 years just to really get a base. And so it doesn't make any sense to, you know,
to abandon that.
I think you could even go to a broader umbrella and just look at the Comox Valley as a collective in the other restaurateurs that are here. You do have a lot of owner-operators that are working regionally with the farmers and the purveyors and showcasing what is the land of plenty. Mm-hmm. And I think we're really blessed with, you know, I feel like this is a tourist, what do they call that, food tourism destination. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've seen that evolution in the 20 years. So you go back to what was downtown 20 years ago, it was us and Mud Sharks and a few other, you know, entities outside of that. Oh, Union Street was there.
That's right.
And now look what's downtown. There's such a vibrancy. And then if you go broader and look at where all the other people have come up with other restaurants in town, I think we're just really lucky to showcase what is in our region.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one thing why I'm so proud of you guys, because you are here to highlight those said producers and what people are doing out there in the valley regarding food and sustainability of our food systems.
Right. Well, it just excites me. I get to talk to all those people all the time, and I'm like, these people have wonderful stories. And so,
yeah, they're coming from passion.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, let's get it out there.
It's true. I mean, I sat in on a, I wasn't one of the originators of the show, but I sat in on a few, and then I was asked to sit in and on the interviewer side,
yeah,
after a few episodes. And it's just that it becomes addictive to sit there and watch these people talk about how passionate they are about food, and mm-hmm. and the, you know, you just get to share and exchange all this information between each other and contacts, and you just watch things build and grow. It's great. The network just gets stronger and stronger.
Well, I would like to ask you guys, I'd like to go back 20 years and go over the whole history of how the Atlas and how it has evolved over the years, and how you guys came to the Comox Valley in the first place.
Well, that's a bit of a story in itself. That's for sure. Sandy and I met in Australia, actually. And I've always been in the restaurant industry since I've been 15 years old, 14 years old, doing the classic dishwasher thing and work your way up. And did my traveling thing, went to Australia and met Sandra, and actually opened my first place in Australia, in Brisbane, about the same time I met Sandra.
Are you going to tell them the name of it?
King Tut's Wawa Hut. That was my partner's choice.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. It was a pretty successful place, but I decided to leave that quite early, after about a year. And Sandra and I went and started traveling. We went down to Sydney first from Brisbane, and were there for about a year or so, and then moved to Canada with a little stint in Europe, and went to Vancouver originally, and saw that it was such a big place, and didn't really know what we were going to do there. The one passion we did have besides food and cooking and restaurants was snowboarding. So we got into snowboarding when we came back to Canada, and we figured we wanted to be in a smaller community that had a hill close by, and we'd open up a little coffee shop or something and take it from there. So we moved to Victoria. Well, I moved to Victoria, actually, and Sandy and I had a little separation time.
They call it a hiatus.
That's true. So Sandra went back to Australia, and I moved to Victoria from Vancouver. And I was there for about a year and a half or so. And after about 6 months or so apart, Sandra and I started writing letters, and believe it, letters, no emails back then.
Before the emails.
Before that internet thing.
Right.
But so she eventually came back to Canada, and we lived in Victoria, and spent about a year and a half there. And we developed a plan and looked all over the interior of BC, and at the same time we're snowboarding quite a bit. We'd come up to Mount Washington, probably came up 10 times a year or so for a couple of years, a year and a half or whatever. And we always thought we'd do the interior, but always came back to Courtney. Mm-hmm. And we looked at Fernie, we looked at the Okanagan area, we looked at...
Roslyn was
wow. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Courtney just seemed to give us a good vibe.
And then you went to the Philberg in the off-season. You came up on that one day, and that kind of sealed the deal. He came up on a random drive and discovered the Philberg.
We'd never come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he came back all excited. He said, "You see how exciting this town is?"
I had no idea the Philberg was on.
All right.
Because, you know, I'd never been to the Comox Valley in summertime, and Sandra was working, and I had a couple days off, so I just came up by myself and did some camping. And it was Philberg weekend, the August long weekend, and I didn't know anyone here, and I just was checking it out. And I couldn't believe the amount of people walking around, and I'm like, wow, this place is really humming.
Yeah. Busy place.
Busy place. And, you know, I just wasn't asking too many questions to myself, and I had no idea. I went back and was very excited and said, "Sandra, we got to do it in Comox, because that place is happening."
Really?
So wow. So we ended up moving up here December of...
1994, and then we opened April 24th, 1995.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really about when my career started. So I think I started cooking in 95. So.
In 95.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when I started. That's right then is when I'd been working at the old house. Wow. Interesting. Crazy. After all these years of working with you, I didn't know that that was the origin of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously by the time that people listen to this, cause this will be on in about a week and a half. I think that the news will have spread a little bit more, but obviously, the second restaurant that you had going right now,
yes, Avenue, our second baby,
yeah, has sold. And, do you care to mention anything or care to say anything to that?
We're looking forward to the new phase in our lives. You know, we had Avenue for just over 7 years,
mm-hmm.
Wow. And, it just flew by, but, yeah. It's going great, and it was a really tough choice for us because it was one of those things that, you know, you put so much time and effort into it, and you see the fruits of your labor come through, and we really liked what was going on there, but at the same time, we're just so hands-on in our restaurants that we just had no time for anything else, and eventually you got to take time for yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I think that that's something that all of us as staff saw, was just that... you guys don't do anything less than 100% and give 100% to both restaurants for what, the last 7 years. I mean, it was starting to, so there had to be a point where you had to break.
That's right. The work lifestyle ratio needed to get realigned.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic that you've got that newfound time or newfound space again in your life?
Well, we feel blessed that we were able to hand it off to somebody that's a great story. The Mowats are really wonderful people, new to the Valley. They've been here almost 4 years. And I worked, Gregor was my manager back in 1992 in Chin Chin. I worked at Chin Chin on Robson Street in Vancouver.
Wow.
So Gregor was my boss.
Wow.
And so to be able to hand the baton over to somebody that I, you know, have a lot of respect for and know that he's been under the helm of Jack, who owns Araxes. He's moved on now, but he's a big figure in Vancouver. And to feel that Gregor and Michelle are going to just enhance what we've worked on there, it's a pretty sweet thing.
Oh, that's great.
Bittersweet, I should say, though, because I really will miss that heartbeat that we nurtured over there.
Absolutely. So I think that covers everything.
Well, I just thought for what future things are coming up in the Atlas, because I know there's... Might as well throw some out. Got another 20 years to go, right?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Lots of beautiful people with visions, such as yourself.
What's that?
Well, what does happen over the next few years?
Well, that'll be interesting. Oh, yeah. I'm not too sure. We're going to try to take, you know, probably the next few months and reevaluate what we will do with Atlas as far as new projects and
Other than you
it's
just
exciting
put a
to
smoker.
Get our 100% focus back on there, and that, you know, Trent is an innovator. He's always thinking, and that's the entrepreneurial spirit. And you know, it's great to have at our helm. We wouldn't be where we are without the entire team behind us. But the two pillars that we rely on is Connie Earle and Chef John, and the two of them have their own little side project of nurturing the concept of an Atlas cookbook. And I know you've been putting in some work towards getting that vision, you know, clearer.
It's a good bonus for us because we've been going out for lunch around downtown and checking out different places and sampling different food and then going on about the cookbook. And so it's a bonus. I actually get to go out and experience the town.
I'm glad to see that it's finally moving along. To put you on the spot, but I been pushing you for, I don't know, at least a couple of years. And then as the more that we've been talking, you should really put out a cookbook, John. You really need to put out a cookbook. And now you're finally actually sort of buckling down and doing it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
It's exciting.
It's a lot of work, but...
You can't help yourself.
I'm a fool.
Between work and cookbook.
We love you for that passion. It's amazing to watch. Yeah. And then I just would like to just mention that we haven't quite worked out what we're going to do on that Thursday that is our 20th birthday.
Right.
But one thing that we're pretty sure on was we're going to have like a hat draw for everybody that comes in to dine throughout the day and night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Anyone gets to pull out a coupon, and it could be anything like 50% off or 100% off your meal or 15% off your meal to give it a sense of, you know, lucky draw. Like,
yeah, that's fantastic.
So I'm sure we'll come up with some other things on the day. Well, Trini wants cake.
Yeah,
you got to have cake. Right? And you got to have bubbles. So,
anyways, no, we're going to do it up. We'll decorate the restaurant. And I was thinking of, you know, having a cake for everyone that comes in. And at the end of the meal, you'll draw your discount, whatever you get, and that'll be fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah.
All right, that's fantastic.
So it's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be on a Friday, Saturday or something.
No. Lucky it falls on a Thursday.
Excellent.
We'll just hope nothing's on at the SID that night. No, I didn't say that. We want anything good at the SID.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite. And thanks for all your
really
beautiful work
it.
Making Atlas shine out there in the community, gentlemen.
Thanks. And for those that don't know how to find the Atlas, it's 250 6th Street downtown, Courtney. And what I'm trying to remember, our website is just
atlas.com. Atlascafe.ca.
Atlascafe.ca.
It's a Canadian thing, right?
Right.
CA. yeah, definitely. And check out our the Facebook page at Atlas Cafe. So there's always stuff popping up on there. So
John's always putting up new pictures of what's going on that day for fresh food.
I try and put fresh eat pictures up every so often. So.
Yeah.
But
well, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jess.
Okay, well, thank
all
you.
All right.
Cheers.
Thanks.
We good?
And thank you for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. You can check us out at ediblevalley.com, and you can email us at theediblevalley@gmail.com.